Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday, February the 12th, 2024, or February the 12th, 2024, 15 minutes past the hour, 27 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. And before we get to the big news of the morning, I just want to say that my Monday morning has started off on a great note because I went down to McDonald's this morning and I was going through the line. And it came time for me to pay, and the gentleman who was working the window came to the window and said, "Sir, it's already been paid for." I don't know who paid for it, but I thank that person. And if I knew you were going to pay for it, I would have ordered a bigger breakfast this morning, other than just a soda. But whoever did that, that was very kind, and I thank them for doing that this morning. Now, let's get to the big news of the morning. What everybody's talking about, the Swift Bowl is complete, otherwise known as the Super Bowl last night. Kansas City Chiefs defeated the San Francisco 49ers 25-22 in overtime, so the Chiefs did win. Now, my first question about this, did anybody have any doubt? Now, I understand it was a great game. It went into overtime. I don't remember the last time a Super Bowl went into overtime. It was back and forth all throughout the game. But the Chiefs win, and I don't think there was any doubt that they're going to win. Now, let me say this. They are a great team, obviously. A great team, no doubt about it. But the chances of them losing this year was slim and none, and even going into overtime, I think the 49ers were just the underdogs. The whole story with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and everything leading up to it, I just led to the Chiefs. If the Chiefs had not won, I think there would have been a mutiny last night. So that they win in overtime is even more dramatic. Isn't that great? The Kansas City Chiefs defeat the 49ers 25-22. Now, I want to talk about a few other things before we open up the phone lines here. No halftime show with Taylor Swift. Usher, I think, did a pretty good job, people felt. But really, I don't think people even care. A whole lot of other people were there. I think Ludacris was there and some other people performed in the halftime show. To be honest with you, I didn't watch it. So I did not see all Falderall. But apparently a good halftime show. But no Taylor Swift, which I think did upset a good majority of people. Now, back to this, well, let's start here. The Super Bowl commercials. Now, apparently, there was a commercial last night for a company called Cetaphil. Now, it's S-E-T-A-P-H-I-L, Cetaphil. Now, I watched this commercial this morning. Now, apparently people love this commercial, and apparently people hate this commercial. But essentially, if you saw the Cetaphil commercial, what this is really about, it's a young girl, apparently, who is not on the best of terms with her dad, or at least it's implied that this young girl is not on the best of terms with her dad, or they just don't do a whole lot together. That's kind of implied in the commercial. And then the girl puts on one of the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce jerseys, and the father has got Taylor Swift bands on his arm, and bracelets, I guess we would say. And there's a tagline in this commercial that says, "Dads and daughters found a new way to connect this year." And you can hear in the background an announcer talking about Taylor Swift being at a football game. So remember this. Dads and daughters found a new way to connect this year. Now, apparently, this made a lot of people cry during the Super Bowl. And apparently, it had just enraged a whole lot of other people. And then at the end of the commercial, by the way, we learned that these two are actually a real father and daughter on the East Coast. Now, here's my question about this commercial. When you make a commercial for the Super Bowl, I think Super Bowl commercials on television are still the most expensive super commercials to buy all year round. Now, what the heck is Cetaphil? Because I watched this commercial all the way through this morning, and at the end they say it's a Cetaphil commercial, but I have no idea what Cetaphil is. I don't know. What is Cetaphil? Does anybody have any idea? I'm watching this thing, and I'm thinking, what is this product? I understand what they're trying to say, but what is the product? It makes no sense to me. If you're going to use all this money to promote your product, why wouldn't you have something in there promoting your product? I don't know what it is. Does it bring fathers and daughters together? And really, did that happen this year? I mean, is that what the story of the football season is? That because Taylor Swift became a part of the NFL by coming to games, that this brought daughters and fathers together? I don't know. That's a little sappy, but I think that's what Super Bowl commercials are meant to do. But I honestly just don't know what this product is. I'm totally confused. So there you go. That's what it is as far as the Super Bowl commercials go. Now, want to get to the end of the game, because of course. Now, this is from People Magazine this morning. People Magazine, a very legitimate news source. I mean, they deal in more fluffy news than anything else, but it is a news source. So I'm looking at the pictures here of Travis Kelce with his arm around Taylor Swift, and he's all beat up. And then, of course, she's giving him a big kiss on the field because they won. But now, there are some interesting things in this article that I was not aware of. Now, apparently, yesterday before the game, this was in a segment that aired before kickoff. Kelce was asked about the legitimacy of his romance with Swift. So, you know what? It's just not people around the country. Remember when what was his name? The sports announcer went off a few weeks ago about how, why is everybody questioning this, and anybody who questions this, they're all losers, and blah, 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 blah. Well, people were questioning it before the Super Bowl yesterday. Apparently, it was a legitimate question. Now, this is what Travis Kelce answered prior to the Super Bowl yesterday about the legitimacy of his romance with Swift. Now, this is the quote. "You're all crazy." That's what he started with that. "You're all crazy." Now, the reporter was Tracy Wolfson, a CBS reporter, asked the question. With a laugh, he added, "Every last one of you, you're crazy." That's his answer. So let's run through that again, because this is just a fascinating answer. This is a fascinating grammatical answer that this man gave to this question. Question being, is your romance with Taylor Swift legitimate? From CBS reporter Tracy Wolfson. Here's his answer. "You're all crazy." With a laugh, he added, "Every last one of you, you're crazy." Okay. Now, is that an answer? We're crazy. Okay. Did he say no? Wouldn't you say no? Now, yes, I understand the connotation here is that everybody's nuts for thinking that the relationship is false. But he doesn't say that. Now, I'm sure the relationship is a true thing. I'm not saying that it's not a true thing. I'm not a conspiracy theorist on that. But what a weird answer to give prior to the Super Bowl when asked that question by a legitimate CBS reporter, Tracy Wolfson. You're all crazy. Every last one of you, you're crazy. I found that odd when asked about the legitimacy of their romance. And then there was another quote that he gave in this pregame interview, which I thought was, now this to me is very, very strange. Because it starts out like this. Between his record-breaking season and his whirlwind relationship, Kelce looked back fondly on the last few months. Now this is what he said. It's been nothing but fun, the Chiefs tight end said in the pregame interview. We've both been learning about this lifestyle, knowing that I brought her into the football world. Now, that's the quote. Now, does that make any sense to you at all? I'll go with the first part of it. It's been nothing but fun. I'm sure it has. We've both been learning about this lifestyle. Now that, okay, I'm good up to that point. Knowing that I brought her into the football world. Now wait a second. Now hasn't the argument been all these weeks that she's not a part of the football world, that she's just coming to the games, that she has no impact on the NFL, that people should leave her alone, that nobody should pay attention, blah. He's saying right here, I brought her into the football world. That, I don't even know what that means. Because he's dating her, he brought her into the football world. Listen, I'm not trying to knock these two people. But here's the problem. Okay? Clearly, he's even self-aware enough to know that she's the biggest, she's a mega pop star. That's what they call her, mega pop star. And when you bring her to the game, of course it's going to get attention. But he's saying, I brought her into the football world. Now, was this done on purpose? I don't know. I thought that's a very odd quote. Now, remember again, it's been nothing but fun. We've both been learning about this lifestyle, knowing that I brought her into the football world. I don't understand that quote. But I do understand this, that there's going to be a die down now that Super Bowl's over and the football season's over. Now they've got to do something. Because people aren't going to be tuning in every Sunday to their relationship. So I don't know. It just, those were two very odd quotes, in my opinion. And if anybody does doubt that this was the Taylor Swift Bowl, I just, honestly, you're way off base. Because all the news yesterday, my goodness. Was she going to perform at the halftime show? Was she going to get proposed to? I even heard at one point, was she pregnant? I mean, this went throughout the day yesterday. Taylor Swift has arrived at the game. The game did not even get started, and they were already showing pictures of her. During the national anthem, Post Malone is performing. They flash the camera on her. Do they flash it on the players? Do they flash it on anybody else? No, they flash it on her. They could not even get through the national anthem without taking a picture of Taylor Swift, which tells you what is really going on here. Again, I don't doubt the legitimacy of their relationship. I'm not a conspiracy theorist to that whole idea. And I think the Chiefs really did win this game. They were my pick to win this game. And it was a good game in overtime. But honest to goodness, aren't these some odd quotes that he gave? I brought her into this world. I'm telling you what's going to wreck this relationship, and I hate to say this. And by the way, I never really paid much attention to Travis Kelce, and I'm looking at these pictures right now on people.com. Why is it that every guy, and you see this in Marion, Ohio, and all other places as well, why is it that every guy shaves their head and grows a big beard? What is that? Every guy I know, just about, that's what they do. Shave their head, grow a big beard. I think that's what I'm going to do. You got to fit into the world. Shave your head, grow a big beard. What is that? Is that the thing now? It reminds me of that Duck Dynasty show, to be honest with you. This guy looks like every other guy on the face of the earth. I think it's just a uniform look. Grow a beard, shave your head. I don't know. Maybe that's what the girls are going for these days. And maybe even some of the guys as far as that goes. Okay. Well, that's my football rundown today. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We don't know what the ratings are on the Super Bowl yet, but I would imagine they're very high after last night. But that was the game. The Kansas City Chiefs in overtime defeat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22. No Taylor Swift in the halftime show. Kiss pick after the show, and Cetaphil does a commercial which says, apparently, because Taylor Swift was at the games this year, this brought fathers and daughters together. And that's the story as it was from the Super Bowl. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, if you want light news this morning, you're certainly getting it here. And again, I have no knock for Taylor Swift. Brilliant business person, knows how to market herself. You know, it's interesting to me to a certain degree because I don't think she's the greatest performer in the world. I don't think she's the greatest singer in the world. I don't think she's the greatest songwriter in the world. But whatever she's got, and she does it very, 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 very well. Ah, here comes a phone call. All right, let's see what's going on.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
It's me, Scott. In my magazine this month for the electric company, they've got on about the Indians, you know, here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget where it is. Someplace they're building something because they're talking about, you know, how they ran the Indians out of Ohio and stuff. So did you want that information? And then in the back, it has all over Ohio where you can go about different things. In the flea markets, different stuff that's happening in Ohio.
Oh, sure.
That in the envelope, too.
Sure.
And then, I haven't read it yet, but it showed the mounds. And then, the other day, it had out west the four main Indian tribes. I think it's Cheyenne, Cherokee, or something. The one Indian, he was, I guess, the chief. I don't know which one he was, but he said, if they don't do something with the drugs, he said his tribe is going to be wiped out. He said they used to have 17 police. I thought with those casinos, they got a lot of money, but they don't. And he said that they're down to 7 police officers. The cartels, that land is so sparse, they could do anything. They can't, do anything much about it. And he's, I guess, asked for help, and he's not getting any help. And it was so sad, but when I read this, it showed some of the mounds. I don't know if it's just Ohio, but it showed how they, all had to leave and everything. And they're bringing, I don't know where it's located, but they're going to set up a little, like, museum place, some of their artifacts, because they said Ohio is our home and stuff. And they didn't want to go out west anyway. But if you're interested in that, I'll read it, and then it's got a couple pages or so where, like Chillicothe, that Tecumseh. I don't know if they even still do that, but it's got things all over Ohio. And then it's got places that, that makes candy, cookies, different things.
Right.
The second is really interesting, but I usually just glance at it, and toss it. And I thought, well, you might like that because you like to go to different, I think, things.
Yeah, if you just want to slip that under the door, I probably will when I'm there. I should be there Wednesday night. Did you watch the Super Bowl last night?
No, I didn't watch anything to do with that. I just had it on, and Reba was singing.
And, yeah, what did you make of that? A lot of people like that, Reba McEntire singing the national anthem.
Uh-huh, I liked it.
Yeah.
I don't care who sings it, if they can even carry a tune. But, yeah, I like Reba. But the game didn't interest me, and all that stuff going on, because all of it is, it's not about the football game anymore. It's about Taylor Swift. And to me, that's it's a shame, but that's how it goes. But
what?
It
seems to me like there's a little bit of an animosity building up against her because of this. And I, for somebody who's been such a brilliant businesswoman, I think that she better be careful, because there is a growing animosity toward her building because of this relationship and the Super Bowl, because people did feel that she took over the coverage, like you said. And I'll tell you, that's going to hurt her career in the long run.
Well, I thought if she, even if she endorsed Trump or Biden when she does, that's going to be to the end of her. And her dad is a stockbroker, but I have a feeling she's got her money so tied up, whoever she marries isn't going to get a penny, but and stuff. But she's like the Kardashians. For you heard about them forever, you never hear about them anymore. And I have a, to me, she's going to go a little bit more and. And I don't know what the interest is, because her singing, to me, it's not that good. And, you know, performing, I don't know. I'm older, though. It might, but then when she started out real young, you know, those people, they're getting to be parents, grandparents. And I don't know. I just don't see the interest in her. I really don't. So
it's different, but, you know, whatever she's doing right. But I think this is the first time she's done something wrong, because she's really ticking off the NFL fans, because they feel that she has overshadowed the game. And there's a real dislike growing for her. And I think him, I think this boyfriend of hers, because of it. And I'll tell you, yeah. People can deny that all day long, but I heard it yesterday. I heard people say, I only want the 49ers to win because we don't like Taylor Swift. And that's very strange, because it's not like she plays for the team.
Now, does she have a manager? Once I thought her dad, I thought he was a banker years ago. Because to me, when a little bit, I saw her on David Letterman and another, I forget who it was, was on a talk show. And one of them talked about a party she had, and she said, yes, it was perfect. Then something else was perfect, and everything's perfect. And she's just, they're not like, I don't know. To me, there's just, and I think she's a very controlling person. I don't know if that's why relationships haven't worked or what. But to me, I don't know. I just don't see it.
It's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. And if you want to slip that under the door any day, feel free.
Well, it takes me a little walk to go through there. It's quite a bit, so maybe I will one day. But, Scott, which one, don't you have a number on that thing? Because I had to go up and down the aisle turning doorknobs. I don't know which one I finally turned. I know it's on the right side.
Yeah,
but how many doors down is it?
If you come in the it depends on which door you come
up
in.
From the back.
Okay, if you come from the back, you have to go to the front hallway. And the front, the very front hallway in the building, if you're coming from the back, turn to your right.
Right.
And we are the last door on the right.
Oh, I didn't think you were. I thought you were next to the last or something.
Well, there's a door that goes, I think, to another part of the building, but we're the last office on the right.
You can't stick a little piece of tape or something up there, can you?
I think we're going to eventually. The reason we didn't is because we do have a nameplate outside, and we were going to figure out who makes those nameplates, so we haven't done that yet. But, yeah, I think eventually we'll get something up out there, but maybe we'll do that this week. But it's the last office on the right. So I think it's the fourth door, but it's the last office on the right.
Because I went straight back to that one, I think there was one straight back, and then I started back again. And then there was one, I thought I went another one up or so, and then it was yours.
We're the last office on the right now. I believe there is one more door, but it's not an office door. It's I don't know if it goes to a closet or a stairwell or where it goes, but we're the last office on the right.
But you're not going to be in there tomorrow, right?
No, won't be in there. I won't be in until Wednesday this week.
Because I have to do my taxes tomorrow.
But if you just want to slip them under the door, we'll get them.
Well, if I'm not for sure, I won't, because it is several pages. I'd have to cover and do two envelopes or more. So I'll just see how I fill that in, what I can do.
All right. Well,
I thought you'd be interested, because usually they put them in every month. And I thought, why be with you, you know, all over Ohio, all this different stuff, you might be interested in something. So.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I think as our caller represented there this morning, certainly not a fan of Taylor Swift and kind of was a turnoff to the football game yesterday. And I think there is a growing feeling about that. Now, maybe that'll go away because the football season's over, but you never know as time goes by, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I wasn't even going to call in today because I didn't think that I knew enough to converse with you about the ball game, but I called in. Isn't it a beautiful morning?
It is sunny, beautiful, a little chilly, but not too bad.
And it could be in a lot of people's heads after that big ball game. It's kind of foggy out here, but that's just on account of the weather condition. But others might be a little foggy about who won and who lost, huh?
Well, it was a late night last night for people who watched that game going into overtime in 24-22.
Yeah, so I both watched it. I enjoyed it very much. And was without a TV here for about a month, you know. We had one channel, the Ohio State channel there, but it was kind of interesting when you don't watch any other channels, and I watched that, and I've seen it a lot before. It's really an interesting channel to watch. Anyhow, getting back to the game, and that's where I want to stay with, that I thought both teams, I'll tell you, if they didn't have jerseys on and colors, you couldn't tell which team was which. They both was, in my opinion, very identical.
Very good teams, and I think it made for a great game. And as I said earlier, I don't know the last time the Super Bowl went into overtime, but I think that says something for both teams.
Yes, it did. And did you ever notice how fast that game went? When they threw the ball, kicked the ball, whatever they done, they was back and they was on the move again, both teams. And did you ever see any fatigue in any player or anything like that? Matter of fact, there was an injury or two, I believe, there, but you didn't see too much. When they got up off the ground, Scott, they was tackled or flying through the air, man, the athletic part of them, going up in the air after the ball, those teams both were really, really tremendous teams.
Really?
You're right. I used to watch the NFL, but I didn't. But anyhow, getting back to the other two people, the football player. Now, I never knew him, and I never knew Taylor Swift. So I knew the name of Taylor Swift, and I grew to know the name more and more and more from your show. That's the only place I ever seen it grow as much as from your show. So the other people, I can't comment on Taylor Swift at all, but I saw a picture of her when they flashed the cameras. I didn't think they'd done that over tremendously, a big star like her, and if they was there, I seen LeBron James. That was one of our favorite basketball players, Carol and I watched. I always kid her. I said, your brother's playing ball today, and I told other people, I said, Carol's got my brother's playing basketball today, and they said, what? I said, I didn't know people. I said, yeah, LeBron James. I said, the Carol's name was James before she got married, and they'd always get a big laugh out there, but that's they showed LeBron James up there, just a very little bit of him, you know, but Taylor was accompanied by two other women, and I don't know who they would be. Would you just friends of hers, you probably think?
Well, I think they were. Now, see, this is how little I know. I know that they were either actresses or musicians. I know that. They were something like that.
But anyhow, I'll get back to the rest of it. Here's the part, all the above that you said, this took place enough that we don't have to go over that. But the one part I missed up, all the commercials, Scott, I'll tell you, they was all a lot different than I ever seen in all the years, 60 years that Carol and I have been watching the ball games, you know, and we aren't avid people, but we just watch them one and the Clydesdale was the biggest in the big time NFL or whatever, the pro footballs, you know, Ohio State and them. One thing I can say about the NFL, they have commercials, they did have a halftime show, and that's where I really, a downfall in college, that I don't like seeing those guys post the game and this and that. I already watched the first part of it. Why do they have to tell me what went on? I already watched it. But anyhow, I liked half times and all of them. But some of them brought back the old Clydesdale, you know that, and a few others. What's the governor out there in California? I'll be Bach. He was on there. You remember him? You just remember seeing him?
Yeah, Schwarzenegger, yes.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger, and there were some other professional people, you know, that was in there. And you know what? If I didn't really know those people kind of from previous seeing them on TV, I told Carol, I said, is that old I'll be Bach? And I don't make fun of his name, but that's the way you know him from, you know, in his movies and stuff, I'll be Bach. But I really enjoyed the commercials, but half of them, Scott, I didn't know what they meant, and I'm glad you emphasized on the difference between what they was trying to get for that commercial with whatever name you said. I didn't even pay no
You got it, and again, it's a company called Cetaphil, but the whole commercial, and I have no idea what that is, and the whole commercial was about, and I'm glad that the father, and it said it was a real father and daughter. Well, I'm glad they got together because Taylor was at the game, but I have no idea what this company sells.
Yeah, well, isn't that what, with a lot of things you see, you don't even know what the commercial really means for, if it's for the foot, the back, the head, or for the polish on your car. You know what I mean? It really don't come out that way. But anyhow, the one I want to know, Scott, that you left out, what was the deal on the chief, coach, and that other fellow that's going with Taylor come up and about knocked him on the ground there? Did you remember seeing that?
Well, yeah, they definitely had some kind of disagreement, that's for sure.
Oh, that's what I thought. And boy, I've never seen that ever in anybody, a player come up to a coach like that. And boy, did they ever zoom in on that, didn't they?
Well, and you know what I think this is, and I hate to say it, but I believe that there was a lot of emphasis placed on Travis Kelce because of his relationship with Taylor Swift. And to deny that would be silly because it was the way the news ran. And I think the coach probably got fed up with that and said, listen, you know, you're a great player. We want you on the team. You help us win. But my goodness, this is becoming too much. And I think that builds up over a couple weeks. And I think it just came to a head.
Was that during the game or before the game started? That was during the game, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah, and it was the game pretty well went on. I never seen a player like that. And I didn't know that guy. I can't even pronounce his first name or his last name. But I saw it on the jersey, and he's a big, what they call a tight end.
Yes.
And then there's a wide receiver.
Yes.
You get that part of the lineup on the football field. There's wide ends. I think a wide receiver and a tight end, they both catch the football, right?
Yes.
Okay. I've talked to a friend of mine knows all about football just a little bit when they be before they come on TV there Saturday, and I said, what number was the guy that I don't know, but what was his number? 56, was it 56?
87.
Oh, 87, okay. But anyhow, I did not get, and I told Carol just before I called here, I said, I did not get to know and see the camera how he was doing on the field. You know, a quarterback, you see him go back and you see him dodge and you see him run and this and that. But that guy, was he on camera a lot? And I didn't know who he was. See, I didn't know the guy from Adam. Well, yeah, we know him from Adam. He's a lot bigger than Adam, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a little bit bigger than Adam. There's no doubt about that.
That phrase go around for a long time.
And I'll tell you, did you see, though, when he went up and bumped the coach or pushed the coach, did you see that a guy actually pulled the football player back? Did you notice that?
But I saw that, and I was so amazed. No, I did not keep my eyes. I thought, did he trip and stumble? But he had a look on his face like he was upset, you know.
Well, apparently, the story that I heard this morning, and it's just, you know, it's from a news source, but apparently he was upset that Kelsey, the football player, was upset because he didn't receive the ball in that play, and that led to his meltdown. But this guy's got a...
Okay, now it's all gelled together, yes, okay.
But this coach is not a young man, and to walk up to him on national television like that... and bump him like that, I've never seen, I'll tell you, I've never seen that before. I've seen coaches grab a hold of players, but I've never, can you imagine one of the Chicago Bears grabbing a hold of Mike Ditka during a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I know, that is nothing, but those coaches get up and get in their face, and by God, they wanted the next play, I want you on there, whether they're the head coach or the lineman coach or the so on and so forth, but they get right into them, but they can do that. But I have never seen a player go up to a coach, and that coach, I've seen him on and off the air for several years. How long, Scott, you got some kind of, he's been a coach for the Chiefs for a long time.
Long time. Long time, and to be honest with you, and I don't want to come down on this football player, but I'm going to, I thought it was embarrassing. I thought it's embarrassing. You're on national television, most watched game, your little girlfriend's there, and it's a big deal, and you walk up and do that to your coach. And this man, he's not a kid. You know, he's not – he's certainly over
– And that's already in the play bag. Why would he come up and say that? The way the play was announced to run and why he didn't throw into me, that's what you said the excuse was, that he got in his face and said, hey, I was right there. Why didn't they give it to me? Oh, I got the picture now, so – that's explanatory. That's all I don't care about. You know.
Well, I don't think it's okay to put his hands on him, though. He could walk up and he could have said something to him, but I don't think he should have touched him.
Oh, you shouldn't even have run up to him and right in his face there. I'd say that is a no. I've been an athlete all my life there in school and everything. You wouldn't do that. You'd be on the bench. As a matter of fact, you might not dress no more.
No, and you know what the thing about that is that, and I hate to say this, but I think that speaks to his ego, because do you think any other players on that team besides Mahomes could have gotten away with doing that?
Well, that's another thing. I know that the golden rule, the golden thumb rule and stuff, you don't do that, and when you got, and you've been a football player all through, whether high school, grade school, right up, you don't say that to the coach.
No, and I...
father, by God, you get and my father and stuff, you don't go up to them and mouth them off. You might pull away from them, and then by God, they'll pull you back, and then they'll get a hold of you and bring you right up close. Don't ever do that again. That's the way I was brought up. I was not offended by my father. He never hit me or anything. But buddy, when his hands got a hold of my shirt, and when I was like this, yeah, okay, Dad, he had his fingers right up in your chin and looking right in your eye. You never done that. Yeah, respect. That's how you learn respect when you're a kid.
Right, and that's why I say, and I do think this does come back to Taylor Swift, is because I think he got the ego. There was a lot of pressure on him in this game. And he says in this article, you know, I brought her into football. I. And I think the I just got a little too big last night. And during that, you do not put your hands on the coach. And you're exactly right. I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen, especially at the Super Bowl, a player put his hands on the coach. And this wasn't even we lost the game. They ended up winning the game. So why he did that, that says something to that man's character, I think.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that, see, there's another thing. Glad you're on the show. you aren't talking about anything else but that and explanatory to the audience, and there's things that I watch and very of the whole game and everything I've watched, football, know how the, most of it goes, but you know what a difference between a tight end and a wide receiver is?
What's that?
A tight end is the one that's drunk, and the wide receiver, and this is the truth, they weigh about 30 or 40 or so, some more pounds, and that's what the friend of mine, he threw that kick in. Tight receiver. I said, well, what does they mean by tight receiver? He said, hell, he's drunk. But that was just a big thing. But I had to laugh with that because that's old time thing. I'll wait till Matt's on and see if he picks. He's the authentic guy on your show. Can't we give him the authentic guy?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear his, because he was rooting for the 49ers. So I'm interested to hear his opinion on all of this.
Oh, that was the last question I'll get off here so other people can. What is that who he was for, the 49ers?
Yep, he I saw him yesterday. His prediction was the 49ers.
Oh, I had you guys mixed up, see, because I didn't know either team that well. And so I was thought you was for the 49ers. I thought, well, daggone it, old Matt, he was over on over top of you. He got his way. But you was the one saying that because Kelsey or –
Swift, yeah. I felt they had the momentum as a Taylor Swift, so I was for the Chiefs on that one.
She didn't do anything way out of the she didn't go up there and waving her hand. Did you ever see her? She just put her hand up. Oh, they got so much she wasn't watching it that close, you know. Maybe she don't know that much about football. But the other two girls, hey, he got this. Maybe she getting a drink or something over there. But she, oh, I could see her go like that. She was happy for him.
Yeah, she was, and the kiss on the field at the end. I mean, that'll be what's in the papers today. So,
well, that's okay, you know. But
that's showbiz. Yeah.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
See you later, buddy.
Hey, appreciate it. And again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-751-4038. But I'm so glad our caller called in there, because to be honest with you, that is something I had forgotten. But it's a big point in that game. Travis Kelce, I think it was a push. It certainly looked like a bump of his coach. I don't know what that was. I mean, fine, you didn't like the play, you didn't feel it went the way it went. This man also is not a young guy. I mean, this, I'm not going to read as much into that as I could, but boy, this guy's got a temper. And I'm not saying you don't get a temper when you're playing sports, but I didn't see anybody else going up grabbing a hold of the coach like that. And I don't know. That was a very uncomfortable moment. And I think it says something to this guy, about this guy. Now, maybe it was the pressure. I think there was a lot of pressure on him. And you know what? I think after a while, it probably does get old being called Taylor Swift's boyfriend. But something was going on last night. Has he ever done that before, grabbed a hold of the coach before? I doubt it. If he has, I certainly don't think it was appreciated, but that's the way that goes. 740-751-4038. You know, those are the signs that you have to pick up on in life. See, have you ever noticed people do this? They go, well, you know, I didn't like that he did that, but he's okay to me. Well, let me tell you, those incidents are not isolated incidents. And your head coach, that's your boss on the football field. If you'll go up and grab a hold of your boss, again, not a young guy. I don't know how old the coach for the Chiefs is, but he's certainly not a young guy. To go up and do that, about knock him over during the game, I don't know. I found that to be a really sore loser. Even though they didn't lose, but apparently he thought that was going to lead to a loss or something. I have no idea. To be honest with you, I couldn't explain that if I had all the time this morning in the world. But it was what it was. And, of course, the romance continued on, as it were. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. He was afraid that they were going to lose because that other guy fumbled the ball, and if he'd have been in there, it wouldn't have happened. That's what he was thinking, and he was mad because he wanted the coach to put him in the game and keep him in there. But it's a team, not there's no I in team, like, you know, you've always heard. Yeah, that did bring out, I think, you know, his personality. I mean, he is a football player, and some of them get mean, you know. And I think that should be a warning to people, you know.
Well, I mean, in this yeah, coach is not a young guy.
No, that was inexcusable of him to do that. I mean, I like him, Taylor, and all of that stuff, but I'm so glad the Super Bowl's over, and I hope now that we don't have to hear this every single day. So I hope that the Taylor stuff is put to bed now. I hope we don't have to keep hearing this over and over and over. But that does show his temperament, and I think people should be, this should be a warning. This should be a warning.
I think you're right. I mean, and
this should be a warning. But, I mean, I was fortunate, and that first beginning of the game, I thought, oh, no, they're going to lose because that first quarter they were getting outplayed and everything. But, I mean, I didn't think they had it sewed up, you know, like a lot of people are saying. There was no, you know, thinking that they – would, everybody thought they would win, but I'm for them, and I was afraid they were going to lose, but you are right about that. I mean, that does show his temperament. I mean, that should be a warning, a red flag in a relationship.
Well,
stop it, my cats.
Well, I gotta tell you, yesterday, it was very strange. I ran into a lot of people yesterday before the game started, and there is a, now people can say it's not there, almost everybody I talked to yesterday, who do you think's going to win the game? Who do you think's going to win the game? And there is a negative Taylor Swift sentiment building up.
And that, I think that is all ridiculous. They make all this hype about Taylor Swift is ridiculous. I mean, if it was anybody else, why should she be at the game? It's her boyfriend. I bet all the other team, their wives and their girlfriends were there. I mean, they showed that the other guy's wife on the field kissing him and stuff. I mean,
well, I think
why shouldn't she be at the game?
Right. I think you're right. I think she should be at the game. Yeah. I think the problem is, and it's what's in that article earlier. People don't believe it's real. He doesn't give very good answers as to it being real. And then he says, I brought her into football. Now, that's a little egotistical in and of itself.
Well, I think he feels the same way I do. I mean, it's why all fall about it. I mean, he's just saying because of him, she is coming to the football games, which is true. And it has brought a lot of... you know, like that commercial.
Do you know what? Do you know
what I was doing about that one? But I mean, it has created a lot more interest in football with people,
right,
because for people that didn't. I've always liked football, and I've always liked sports because I watched it with my dad when I was a kid.
Do you know what Cetaphil even is? This commercial.
No, was I? What is it? Is it
C-E-T-H-P-H-I-L.
Wait, because I tried to Google it. Spell it again for me.
C-E-T-A-P-H-I-L.
Oh, well, they make hand cream, don't they? Don't they make lotion,
now, see,
body lotion?
From that commercial, I'd have no idea.
Yeah, no, that's the way you describe the commercial. I mean, but I've seen other commercials on TV that I thought, well, what was that about?
Yeah.
Because it didn't make sense and stuff. But I liked all the Jesus commercials, too. I liked those.
And a very good game.
And I liked the Clydesdales back. I was so glad they brought the Clydesdales back.
People love them. Hey, we got to go to break, but thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Okay. But I hope that we can lay this to bed today. I hope I don't have to hear Travis and Taylor on the radio anymore.
Well, I think for the most part, unless something big happens, there won't be much talk about it. Because I don't think at this point there's much to talk about.
Yeah, let's get back to what if the city's getting the money straightened out.
That'd be good to know.
I want to know.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
We'll be right back.
Listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo